Hi everyone, this is Shelley Harrison of True Nature Healing. This is a short guided meditation to get you grounded. I recommend doing this meditation either seated or even better, standing up on your feet. If you're doing it seated, come to the very edge of your chair so your feet are flat on the ground and you can easily adjust the tip either forward or backward of your pelvis in order to correct the alignment of the bottom two chakras that we're going to work on. We're going to get you grounded through your root chakra in the pelvic floor and the second chakra, which sits in the pelvis. So we're going to work that real lower body energy, get you solidly connected to the earth. A few breaths to just pour yourself into your physical body. Just do that by bringing your sense of awareness to sensation throughout your body. What kind of sensation are you aware of? Pleasurable or painful? Let your attention take a tour of your whole body. Which parts of your body do you feel easily? And which parts of your body are harder to feel sensation in? They may feel a little blank or numb or more obscure. And sink your awareness deep inside your body. Can you even feel the inside of your body, internal organs, bones, muscles, ligaments, tissues? Good. And make this an active meditation, which is why it's particularly good to do it in standing. So you're physically engaging your energy. You're going to charge your field. You're going to really be here inside your body, not just kind of drifting off into a visualization or a mental space. And so start to focus your awareness of sensation down into the pelvis, hips. And feel your tailbone, this bone that is clasped between your buttocks, between your sacroiliac joints in the pelvis. You can feel that your tailbone is comprised of two different bones, the sacrum, which is a elongated triangle shape. The wide end forms the foundation for your lower back, your lumbar vertebrae, and it narrows down between the sacroiliac joints, between your buttocks, and then attached onto the very end of it, the very tip of your spine is your coccyx. It's a tiny little piece of bone that is about 1.5 to 2.5 inches long, depending on how big you are. So see if you can feel those bones in your body, root yourself into sensation in that area. If you can't feel your tailbone, That's very interesting, and continue to hold your attention on that lack of sensation. And then bring your attention to sensation in your pelvic floor, the root chakra enters through the pelvic floor and the tip of it, the narrow tip of it, right up into your sacrococcygeal joint, this little tiny gap between the sacrum and the coccyx. Just set your intention to allow the root chakra to open and entrain or bring energy in to the base of the spine, to the pelvic floor. You have to relax that area physically to allow energy to come into the body. You need to breathe. And remember, chakras are like little vortexes or tornadoes. They spin, and that's how they pull energy up and into your auric field, into your physical body. Ideally, when they're healthy, they spin clockwise. That means they're pulling energy in rather than losing energy out. Clockwise root chakra. Make a fist with your right hand. Point your right thumb up into the air. Call this the right thumb rule at the Barbara Brennan School of Healing, where I was trained. And imagine you could plug that right thumb up into your pelvic floor. Maybe don't actually do it. But when you do, notice the direction. If you open up your fingers now, what direction the fingers would be going in if they were following a spinning circle. You might even use your finger to trace that circle out on the floor. Now notice, looking from your perspective from above, that's actually a counterclockwise circle. That's okay, that's correct. If you were to lie down on the floor and look up at your own root chakra, it would be clockwise. So breathe and imagine you're going to spin this vortex of energy that's wider at the open end, down into the earth, and narrows down into a tip that flows in through your sacrococcygeal joint. And just breathe, invite, allow energy to flow in. Notice if you put weight on one sitting bone more than the other, or one foot more than the other. That could indicate a tendency or a pull of that chakra to one side or the other. And then imagine the open end of that vortex goes really deep down into the earth. Like, get it below your feet. Get it drinking in, pulling an energy from deep in the ground. Use a vowel sound here, E, U, to help open this chakra more. Sound vibration can really enhance the spin. Ooh. Good. Stay relaxed into your legs, sacrum, coccyx, pelvic floor, and let's add your second chakra. Find your pubic bone in the front of your body. And the tip of your second chakra in the front body is just about maybe 2 inches above your pubic bone. Use your sensitivity to sense where you feel an energetic opening in the body. Use your right thumb rule here. Plug your right thumb where you feel the entrance of the front of your second chakra is in your pelvis. Notice the direction the fingers are going. That is clockwise if you were looking at yourself from the front of your body. If you're sensitive to energy, you might even use your hand or your fingers to kind of enhance the clockwise spin of your second chakra. Intend to allow the open end of that vortex to drink energy in from the universal energy field. Notice sensation in your body. This will tell you whether you're open or closed or distorted. And then find the back of your second chakra. If you run your fingers along the sacrum between your buttocks, right in the middle of the sacrum, again, you'll need to sort of use your sensitivity to feel where there's an energetic opening for you, is the tip of the back of the second chakra. And it should be directly across from the front if you're aligned, if everything's healthy in your energy field. The right thumb rule also applies at the back body. So if you use your right hand, plug your right thumb into the back of the pelvis. Which way are the fingers going? That is clockwise if you are looking at yourself from the back of your body. Yeah, it's a spin the front and the back of the second chakra clockwise. Physically relax those areas of your body to allow energy to soak into your field. Follow the tips of the front and the back of the second chakra. And allow them to meet in the deep center of your pelvis. You may need to adjust the tilt of your pelvis forward or back, tucking your tailbone under more or untucking it a little bit to allow that alignment front to back. Notice if you clench or tense up anywhere in the lower part of your body in order to restrict the flow of energy. Sometimes we think we want more energy and more grounding, but there's another part of us that is not so comfortable with that sensation and resists it. This isn't about getting it perfect. Simply noticing if that's happening gives you a lot of information. Sit in observation rather than trying to force things to be perfect. I'm going to add a vowel sound, O-O-Ooh, here to vibrate and enhance the spin front and back of your second chakra. You can join me if you wish. Ooh. beautiful. Final step here. The front and back tip of your second chakra should meet the tip of your root chakra where it comes up into the pelvis. There's a conversion of all three of the tips of those chakras right in your vertical power current. It's like the central channel of energy where all the chakras connect. So can you feel the tip of the root chakra coming up through the sacrococcygeal joint, flowing up to the center of the pelvis and meeting the front and back tips of the second chakra? Where do you sense or see that convergence in your pelvis? What does it feel like? Keep that root chakra sunk deeply into the earth. Let that energy come up. Provide a foundation and nourishment for the second chakra. In particular, notice the effect on your low back. If you're someone who suffers from low back pain, this could be a very helpful meditation for you. All right, nice work. You can stay here as long as you want, continuing to enjoy grounding through your bottom two chakras.